Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with the Schenectady budget. That was released this week, and specifically the mayor, Gary McCarthy, is defending a salary increase.
Mayor McCarthy is sort of on the hot seat a little bit with some city council folks. The mayor currently has a salary of $96,700, and his proposal is to raise that to $112,485. There has been some criticism to this, but the mayor says the position hasn't been adjusted in 12 years. All I'm doing is bringing it to conform with what city code has.
From there, let's head to Wilton, where the Saratoga Hospital is renting space in the mall there.
Yeah, Saratoga Hospital will be leasing the former Sears department store space at Wilton Mall, moving some non-medical office operations there. Hospital will be leasing 56,000 square feet from the mall. The plan is to move offices out of the main medical campus on Church Street so that more space there can be used for medical care.
From there, we have a story. What's this about? Oh, Jeff, Ballston Spa Chicken's paying dividends?
Yes, this is a deal where it's now easier to get fresh eggs in Ballston Spa. The village board in August adopted a local law allowing the village residents to keep up to 6 egg-laying hens. Roosters are still prohibited. But yes, keeping backyard chickens is kind of a movement in urban and suburban areas. And people are sort of liking the fresh eggs they're getting. And I believe there's been no complaints either from the fox population.
Well, police never know what's going to happen when they pull somebody over. And to that end, there's a very interesting story about some fake money that was discovered.
Yeah, this came out of Colony early Tuesday morning, just before 3 a.m. The state police stopped a driver, observing the man's car was without a headlight. Trooper spoke to the driver, a fellow named Ali Shiroz, 22 years old, of Latham, and they could smell marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. Subsequent search uncovered alleged counterfeit money. Troopers found 80 fake $100 bills in the vehicle's center console and another 294 fake $100 bills in a backpack in the rear seat.
That's quite a haul.
Yeah, the gentleman was charged with first-degree criminal possession of a forged instrument, a felony, and released to appear in court later.
Well, we'll catch up with Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette, next week, also known as Later. In the meantime, you can read more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.